You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Today is a great day to be a stranger. A great day to be a foreigner, an odd person, someone from somewhere else. To be the person that maybe isn't accepted in the midst of the crowd. Today, we celebrate that. Today, we celebrate when we're that. Today, we celebrate all those relationships that we find ourselves in from time to time that are like that, where we maybe put someone else on the outside or just think of them as outsiders. Today, we celebrate something like the apple that fell in front of Isaac Newton, someone, something outside of him that suddenly he comes upon this great understanding that we take for granted now, gravity. Today, we celebrate something like being a Swiss patent clerk, a 20-something guy doing physics in spare time, that who today we know as Albert Einstein, someone outside of the famed circles of his day, but now renowned as someone really quite impressive in the world of physics. Today, we celebrate all those strangers, all those foreigners, all those who are maybe a little bit on the fringe of things as we commemorate the Feast of the Epiphany. Strangers, foreigners, outsiders, come to Christ and worship Him, do Him homage, prostrate, lay themselves down on the ground. And not just any foreigners. These are foreigners from the East, likely that they would have been the very people that those in Israel, Herod and the like, would have simply associated with the exile, punishment, problem, painful memories in the life of the people. That's where they came from. That's who is visiting Christ this day. That's what we commemorate today. Those strangers, those foreigners, those outsiders who see a great reality, that the gift of Israel, this small little country that's been promised to have God in its midst, is not just a gift that they're to keep. It's not just a gift that they can contain, but one that can't help but be shared with the world, that Christ explodes into the universe and everyone must see, everyone must encounter. We have no choice. Here is God in our midst. These Easterners, these foreigners, these strangers, these enemies, tell to Herod, tell to the people of Jerusalem. That's what Paul celebrates in today's reading from the Ephesians. It's not just for Israel, but for the whole world. That's what Isaiah speaks about in today's first reading. That all the nations will come. And seeing God in your midst, Israel, they can't help but worship, but praise, but be in awe. That's what today is all about. Holding up those strangers, those foreigners, those outsiders, maybe those who we would consider enemies, as being exactly the place in our lives where we encounter God most poignantly, because God is there. Whether we like it or not, it's a remarkable thing this day to look abroad, to look throughout our lives and say, oh, God's there with strangers. God's there with the people that we aren't so sure about. The Muslim, the Mexican, the mean mama. Those who in our lives we would look at and say, that one's your sibling. That's your mom. Not mine. That's your dad. That's your grandpa. Not mine. Your coworker, I'm not dealing with it. And yet that, today, is what we look to. Today we look to those kinds of relationships and say, oh, wait, that's where God is. God is there. And whether we experience it as foreigners, maybe we feel like outsiders sometimes, no doubt many of us have. Anytime we've encountered that experience, anytime we've been the maker of that experience for others, we can look to those moments, we can look to those relationships and say, today, God's there. God must be there. I'm here today because of, it was actually many good relationships, but outsiders, I would say, in my mind, nonetheless. It was a group of Baptist friends who really first caught my attention and said, hey, have you ever thought about being a priest? It was the first time hearing it from them, hearing it from those outsiders, those strangers, those who weren't Catholic, that I thought, well, I could be a priest, I guess. There's probably something more to it than just being a guy and being Catholic. Maybe I should look into this. It was because of those outsiders that I began a journey. Every one of us knows that. Every one of us in some way knows that experience of being the person that's either pushed aside or the one pushing aside. The one that would put up a barrier or the one who's had a barrier put up toward them. And yet somehow today, despite all those barriers, despite any of that distance, today, as a community of faith throughout the world, we celebrate that reality because God, yes, came in a little town in Bethlehem, and coming there became a gift to everyone.